Christian courage. Again, remember something. Courage, I'll give you my definition. Courage is going ahead to do something when you already know what the consequences of your actions are going to bring on your life. You know the consequences of what you're getting ready to do, but you choose to do it because it's the right thing to do. As God touches our life, God molds each of us individually. Now listen to me. Every one of us need the other. We need each other. We need the strength that one has that we don't have, but that one is going to share their knowledge of that strength with you because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. It takes courage. It takes courage to admit that you don't know everything, especially when you told your wife all those years you did. It takes courage because you know that when you do it, then there's a possibility that you can lose your freedom or you're going to lose friends. I used to have a whole lot of friends before I was called to preach, and had a lot of acquaintances and all, and I was one of the good old boys and all of that stuff. And when I announced my call to preach, whew, I don't know, he could have gone weird. He said that God called him. I had a business partner. I'll tell you all this. I laugh about it to this day. He gets a call at the office, and I've already told them that I was getting out of the business and I was that God had called me to preach. Well, he didn't understand the call that we talk about when God's hand is upon you. And he said, I was in another room, but I heard him when he answered the phone call, and he said, no, you know, he's going, I don't know. He said that he got a call to preach, and I didn't even hear the phone ring. And he said, so I guess things will work out. I don't know. We're fine. And I'll never forget that. The call for you in your life's work is personal. The other people are not going to hear the phone ring when God talks to you. And if they do, you've got more trouble than you can handle, for sure. But being the having that Christian courage where you mention the name of Jesus in a secular group and watch all of them drop their head. Everybody drops their head. And I think, well, I guess it's time to pray. Everybody dropped their head. It's not time to pray. It's time for you to understand the reality of life. People are afraid of what they don't understand. And it takes courage for an individual to stand up for what is right. Isn't it amazing that many people will back off from doing the right thing because they're going to get embarrassed in the process? Well, if I mention Jesus in front of them, they're going to think something's wrong with me. Well, one of these days when you meet Jesus face to face, you're going to be saying Jesus a lot. But when you meet Jesus face to face, that one time that you broke that barrier between the human condition and the spiritual wealth that God is getting ready to give you. Folks, when God unfolds that truth about you individually and your eternal living, and you realize this is nothing but just a twinkling of an eye down here, I got eternity to deal with because I know Jesus. And then you get to the point that you want everybody to know Jesus. Well, Larry, you want them to catch all the hell that you caught? Yeah, some of my closer friends I do. It's good for them. What I want is this. I want them to be able to feel the touch of the Master. And when you show Christian courage by, and you know what it takes? Mention the name of Jesus. It takes courage to use Jesus' name. And yet, it's the most powerful name you will ever have. And your whole memory banks. The name of Jesus can move mountains. The name of Jesus can heal bodies. The name of Jesus raises the dead. The name of Jesus, everybody in heaven knows it. And they get excited when they hear it. God the Father knows His Son. And He knows the followers of His Son. You know why? Because that name that you're so reluctant to mention, that name Jesus told His Father about you. He's one of my brothers. She's one of my sisters. Lord, the human condition Jesus lived just so you and I could live the spiritual condition through eternity in peace. You're not going to have peace down here on earth. Everybody cries, peace, peace. And the scripture says there is no peace. The peace that Jesus is talking about is that peace that comes on the inside of you because you know Jesus. And that peace indwells you. And it doesn't matter of the voices on the outside, of the names they call you, or the laughter they throw your way. No, because you see, you have something that the world doesn't understand. They wish they had what you have, but they don't want to accept it. To accept Jesus is to accept all the power you'll ever need, not just here, but throughout eternity. You know, eternity living's a long time. Forever and ever and ever. And I'm powered by Jesus. Well, He starts with us right here on earth. And He gives us messages to share with each other. Oh, you don't have to be a preacher. I've heard many people preach that never said they called to preach. Faith preached to me many times over the years. We hear the message, and God uses the personalities He sends our way. And now He says, take courage. Well, the apostles, if you remember, everybody took off running when Jesus was at the cross. Disciples took off. The women stayed. Disciples took off, all except for John the Beloved. And as they take off, as they go, they run in fear. But then, the scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit got a hold of them. That's Jesus in you. You got me? That's Jesus in you. And they took courage. Well, Peter, the other disciples, they're walking around. This beggar was sitting on the road. The beggar had not walked his whole life. couldn't stand and he was begging for money. Peter looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give to you." And Peter reached down and grabbed him by his hand. And the scripture says he jumped to his feet. He had never walked. Everybody knew him. Here he is, grabbing the hand of a man who said, "I don't have any money, but what I do have, I will give you." That's a great lesson for Christians. You see, when people ask for something from you, half the time they're asking for the wrong thing. When you have Jesus, give them the right thing. And he leaps to his feet. Well, the whole situation just got way out of hand. The Sanhedrin court, all the rulers and all, they're upset at the disciples. But Jesus had told them something. The main cause for the lack of courage that everyone has is the fear of criticism. Okay, if you're going to be a Christian, just be quiet about it. If you're going to be a Christian, you can't be quiet. I haven't shut up for 50 years. When you're going to be a Christian, you can't be quiet. Because when somebody needs help getting up, you are called by God to help them up. Grab them by the hand. Lift them up. Don't be critical. Express the love of Christ. Will you get criticized? Sure, you're going to get criticized. Have you ever noticed you're going to get criticized anyway? So do something good in the process. Well, yeah, he did something good, but he was slow in doing it. Oh, my goodness. You've been around those kind of people? I'm glad you did it, but it took you long enough. Well, don't expect it anymore. That's the human part of who we are. Listen, bravery, yeah, it goes with our training. You'll hear it in combat all the time. And you'll watch people do brave things. But what happens is when you're caught in a firefight or when you're caught in a bad situation like that, that's why the military trained us the way they trained us and told us what to do. The training kicks in and you're going and you're talking to yourself while you're going. What am I doing at your training? And then all of a sudden it happens and you then save people or whatever you do. Well, that was bravery. From your training, you didn't start out to be brave. You just knew this is what I was trained to do, so I'm going to do it. But Christian courage, well, it's that inner part of you that knows, okay, I'm going to get beaten, I'm going to get locked up, or they're going to kill me for what I'm getting ready to do. You think it out. And you go anyway. See, it has nothing to do with are you afraid. Let me tell you something, folks. Fear, being afraid where your body has locked up and your body is in such a tense shape because of your fear. You look and your legs won't move. You can't get anything going right in your mind. You're wanting to do what is right, but you're afraid, and you go anyway. With all the fear and trembling, you go anyway. That's the courage that brings the peace to your existence. John 7 verse 13. No one had the courage to speak favorably about Jesus in public. A lot of that going on today. For they were afraid of getting in trouble with the Jewish leaders. You don't have permission to speak. Folks, don't you ever allow another nation to take this nation where you get to that. Because I promise you, you will be destroyed from within. Consequences, they're plus and minus when you stand up for Jesus. Listen to this, Matthew 10, 32, 33. Whoever acknowledges me, it's Jesus speaking, before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. That sounds good, don't it? But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. No, I'm not a Christian. I'm just hanging out with them. But I'll back away. That's saying I don't know Jesus when Jesus knows you. Why is it then that it is Jesus that you call on when all hell breaks loose in your life and the names of those people you hung out with, they don't even enter your mind? Because the only hope you have is in the name of Jesus. The only hope the cripple had was in the name of Jesus. And if you read on in that story, you'll find that the leaders and the leaders of the Jewish nation, the council, all of them, the big bosses, they questioned the guy. And they asking him, now wait a minute, how is it? And who was the person who made you walk? Give us the name. And here this poor beggar was with all of these, you know, big leader, powerful people. And it's obvious by the power of the Holy Spirit, he speaks. And he says, do I understand that you leaders of us, and you proclaim the name of God, that you know me? I've sat at the gate ever since I was born. You know me. You saw me. And now you see me. And I'm walking around. I don't understand something. If you're the leaders, why wouldn't you know his name? The one by whom I am healed. If you know God so well, like you say you do, why are you asking me by whose name? He got very arrogant with him. He wished I could have been there. And he said, you need to go find out for yourself. His name was Jesus. So they bring Peter and John before this council, the Sanhedrin, the ruling authority. I always love that stuff when they say that. I know who the ruling authority is, and it ain't them. And they're brought before them. Now I want you to listen. These are the disciples that had ran. You got me? Except for John. These are disciples that had ran. And now they're pulled before them, knowing what can happen to them, and they take courage. But listen to why and how they could do it. Acts 4, verses 8 through 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, you got the power? Filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people. He was arrogant. You have to read it in that tongue. If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which had become the capstone, the headstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. That angered them. But fear came upon them. Remember, they're speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit. Anytime you're speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, count on God hanging around to watch after you. You got me? So they said this to them, and then all of a sudden it comes to their mind. What are we going to do? Here the guy is walking, and everybody knows he couldn't. If we lock him up for this, the people are going to turn on us. If we don't, the people are going to start listening to their message about this man Jesus. So here's what they did. Don't you men mention his name ever again. Oh, that really scared them, didn't it? They know the power now. They're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. They've seen God working in their life, through their life, and they're watching a man that had been lame from birth running and jumping. He went wild. And then they said, well, we can't lock him up. If we lock him up, all the people are going to turn on us. So all they did was give the order. Don't do it again. Their first step was to do it again. Because you see, when you know the name Jesus, you know victory in your own life, in your own situation. There's situations in your life that make you lame to where you can't get up. But Jesus says, use my name, Larry. You know what I call it? Tell God on them. You people keep messing with me, and I'll tell God on you in a heartbeat. Tell God on them. Because God hears. And anyone who stands publicly recognizing Jesus as Lord has the assurance that your Lord will always be there for you. It doesn't matter. Don't let their voices frighten you. Don't let their titles frighten you. Let the name of Jesus encourage you. Don't you be bashful. I know Jesus. Just like I said, you know, when the one second lieutenant yelled, get down, stupid, I knew exactly who he was talking to. Because I was the only one standing there. But it was Jesus that was with me during all of that. Folks, it is Jesus that's with you as a Christian during every encounter you will have. May not be that awesome, but in your life it is. To others, they won't understand it, but it's in the power of Jesus' name that you got saved. It's in the power of the name of Jesus that you can hold any kind of insanity or sanity in this world. And God says, pay attention, because courage is recognized. Acts 4:13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John, now think of this, and could see that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And remember, they're filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter and John. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says these people that didn't know Jesus, they were astonished, and then they took note. That was Jesus planting that note right there on that human brain of theirs, that these men had been with Jesus. There's the power. There's the victory. Brother Randy and him don't sing victory in Jesus for nothing. We know the name brings victory. Victory for you. Accept his peace. And folks, all this stuff that has pulled you down for years, tell God on them. Tell God on yourself, Lord, I'm sorry, but I just have a case of the stupids and I don't know what to do. God has dealt with a lot of stupid people over the years. So you're not going to surprise him at all. Doing the most foolish things, knowing when we're doing them how foolish it is, but not ready to stand courageously. Say, Jesus, save me from myself today. Jesus, help me to help someone else today. Help me to reach out to someone that's hurting more than I'm hurting. Lord, help me be your voice. Give me the courage to stand there knowing what they can do to me, but also realizing what you've already done to me. You see, people can't threaten you, and even with life as a Christian, and because they threaten you with that they can be victorious. I'll tell you, it's simple. I'll tell Jesus on you. Listen to him laugh. Then watch Jesus. He loves you. You have said that you believe in his name. Anytime you recognize Jesus, Jesus always recognizes you. It doesn't matter what it takes. Jesus has the army to take care of it. He himself is on the scene because he lives in you. Appreciate your salvation. That's the word of God. It doesn't get better than the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessings, joy of our salvation. Thank you, Father, not only that we know Jesus, but that you, Heavenly Father, allow us to even mention his name. Thank you, Father, for remembering us in our days of distress. times of trial, the tribulation of life. Touch us now, Father, as we commit our life to you and to your love, to your strength. Help us to have the courage to always mention your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.